Are you starting it or am I?
I'm starting this party. I need a little more snare, a little more volume in my headpiece. Oh, perfect, perfect, okay. This is Tyrus and Timph with I'm Tyrus and my...
Hi, I'm Timph. I'm Catherine Claire Timph. As my mother and father joined to name me...
Is it C or K?
Catherine Claire. With a K, Claire with a C-L-A-R-E, after the poor Claire nuns.
Got it.
Not joking.
Well, I got some breaking news today, Kat.
What's that?
Oh.
Yes.
It's our new segment.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's allegedly it's
unbelievable.
You.
Unbelievable.
So, this is a Tyrus and Timp exclusive
story. All right,
story.
Let's do it.
All right, so there was a confused New York woman storming out of work and citing a riot because she forgot Wednesday becomes before Thursday.
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
I was sitting
Sound
in this
familiar?
Podcast studio yesterday. We record on Thursdays. Yesterday was Wednesday. And I was like, no one's here. It's 4:00. Where is everybody?
And so she decided
to... I sent out an email. I'm like, where is everybody?
Yeah, she... It was an aggressive email. We have the transcripts.
It wasn't aggressive.
Well, it was.
I just stated facts. I said, I'm here and no one else is.
A lot of exclamation points.
I didn't use exclamation points.
And a lot of, you know, you love to give a lot of demands on this show, like with your time. You're very stringent with your time. Like when you say I'm only available to like 7, you don't play. So what turned it first to be just like silly, oh, whoops, Kat forgot about Wednesday. Has turned into a new show on our show. It's reenactment. We're going to reenact this event.
Okay.
Playing characters. I'm going to play you. You're going to play me.
Okay.
To dramatic music and see how this plays out. This
I'm going to read back what you texted me.
Yeah, we have the transcripts right here.
Oh.
I'm going to give you, we're playing parts.
All right.
Recreating. We're not, or you play you and I'll play me. You decide. But it's just, but to dramatic music. Can we get just a smidge of the music? I laughed
okay.
a really long time yesterday at how you forgot a day. I mean, that's busy. You're
yeah.
so busy.
The past 2 days have been crazy.
You forgot a day.
They've been crazy.
To
I'm
the point
starving.
Where I thought I forgot.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
So.
I said.
And it's in bold. You're an actress now.
I said, I have a ton to get done today, so I'm going back to my desk. Please let me know when you want to record. I have to do Kennedy tonight, so I'm not available past 7:15 p.m. Have to be in hair and makeup by no later than 8.
Okay. You cut.
And
yes,
Devin said.
I'll be Devin.
Oh, you're going to be me?
No. Okay, you be Devin.
Okay.
Be Devin.
We'll try
this one way with everybody being themselves.
Okay. Hey, Kat, we were planning on tomorrow to tape at 4 p.m. Does that still work?
I said, OMG, I thought it was Thursday. Holy sh-. Parentheses, yes, that works.
So awesome. And I responded, I think, later.
He responded via text to me.
Yeah.
You responded only to me
yeah.
in reply all, so
oh.
you just said SMFH.
Yes, SMFH. I should have, that would have been my chance to get my like dramatic SMFH. SMFH.
He said to me, it's Wednesday, we record on Thursday. To which I said, I know, LMAO. I realized that I've been thinking it was Thursday. To which he said, Jesus, kid.
Jesus, kid.
To which I said, LMAO.
Dramatic.
That's a little behind the scenes action for you guys.
What goes on here? She is so busy. She is. Let's just take a moment to honor Kat.
Oh, come on.
Let's talk about Kat for a minute. That's going to be a miniseries.
Yeah.
That's. I'm telling you, the What Day Is It Kat Timph show is a good reality show. But
today is Thursday.
Yes, it is Thursday.
Not to brag.
I don't brag, but you're on it.
I don't want to brag.
So let's I've been doing interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I have this bat. It's a gift from.
I noticed you have a bat. I thought you were going to beat the out of me or something when I walked in.
Not that
here.
I would need a bat to do that.
No,
I would
you
never
just
do
need
that.
Like one finger probably and just flick me and I fall
where
over.
Where would I be without Kat? Could you imagine me on the GG show without you? Greg would be murdered.
Yeah.
In the nicest way. But let's. I've been working on my interview skills. So could I practice?
Interview me?
Yeah, just to practice, interview, and then we'll get to our stories.
Okay.
Since, you know, we had the dramatic reenactment. Actors to play you. Who would you suggest? Because the reenactment, it has to be close.
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris, okay. And who would play Devin?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'm via text. Morgan Freeman, I think it'd be a good call. You could go Morgan Freeman with me. I think you could go
Ice-T.
Ice-T would be another one, would be cool. John Goodman, I don't have a problem with that. yes, he's old, but he's John Goodman. He'd figure it out. Yeah, we can hear this. This room isn't as thick as the old room, so we can hear you. Who else could? What's her name? What's the SNL comedian that's in everything? She does all the impressions of everybody. What's
Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, I think Kristen Wiig could do a good cat.
That's what I look like without hair extensions.
So, well, bam, there we go. All right, so we did the reenactment. So, okay, take us back. There was most people in this business and entertainment when they're on no fault of their own, they're on a show that does gets canceled, doesn't work out. They're usually done. Like there was a specialist, and that was a great opportunity, and then
it wasn't done.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Then it was done.
Yeah.
And do you go through a period of feeling like it's your fault? You know what I'm saying? People don't realize on the outside like how much hard work goes into doing what you do.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it was a great opportunity and I was very grateful for the opportunity. And it was tough when it got canceled because it was just, I had to find more work for myself. I just had to work harder and just hustle harder. I got here by hustling, so it was just more hustling.
Did you ever question, like, did you ever feel like, because that's, I know as an actor, whenever you, like, I've been in a movie and the movie lost funding.
Yeah.
So then it's done. And then you go through and you go like, well, it's not my fault. But then you think, wow, am I ever going to get another movie again? You know, was there a time when you thought,
like no, maybe. I just knew I had to, like, it lit a fire under my ass. I knew I had to work harder.
Did it make you angry at all? Were you ever angry?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Interesting. And then, of course, I mean, you always did well on Gigi. I think you've missed one show.
Yeah, I had shingles.
You had shingles. And, yeah, well, your illnesses is a whole mockumentary. I mean,
yeah.
It's a 12-part series. It's like Kat and her illnesses.
Yeah.
But and you always did well in the GG, and you've always worked, like you've always hustled or whatever. But you never lost any confidence at all.
No, I figure if I can come from absolutely nothing, no connections, and be living in New York City, and you know, be on TV, that I can do whatever I want.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. Because when bad things happen, I tend to always blame myself, like, oh, man, I should have seen that coming or whatever.
I thought of it more in terms of lessons of, oh, if I could do it again, I would do this differently or I would do that differently, but never hating myself.
Well, that's good. But, you know, because you're so good at the characters you play and the jokes you play that it'd be real easy for people to think you were self-deprecating all the time.
I was bummed, obviously. And, you know, there are things I wish I wouldn't have said or wouldn't have done or would have done this or that differently. But I'm really happy with the way things are going now. So.
And now, I mean, do you have any days off?
No. I actually just found out I work Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
I mean, how much TV time is short. I mean, we do, whether we do a 2-minute hit or we do an hour show or whatever, how much preparation do you think goes into like a typical week for Kat? If you could put how many hours you spend putting together your stuff.
I don't know because I just immerse myself in the news. Basically, so that I kind of, if it's something like Cavuto, for example, I kind of already know what's going on. So then I just like sometimes try to write a joke or two. The Gutfeld show is like, you know, that go throughout the week. Like today we had to tape a bit for that, you know, and then also like writing jokes and all that kind of thing.
And of course, you know, we got our heads together and we started Tyrus and Tim,
right?
The podcast. Do you think that has helped? or hindered you?
I think that's helped a lot. I think it's helped our chemistry on the Gutfeld show a lot just because we're spending more time together.
Right, yeah. And you know what? And I don't please don't be threatened by this bat, which was a gift from Cal Ripken Jr. Just want to put that out there for another interview.
Nice.
What's it like working with Tyrus? Again, pay no attention to the bat or me staring at you. But like, if I wasn't here, let's say I was, I don't know. Do we have another guy in the building that can ask this question? No, he won't do it. He will not. Devin, give us your best man voice, close to be mine. You actually did a good. You actually did a pretty good impersonation of me early today when you were mocking me. If you could do that and ask her, what's it like working with Tyrus, so she doesn't feel like she's talking to me. Like,
so, Kat, what's it like working with Tyrus?
That's pretty good.
Tyrus, he knows I like working with him because he's someone who I can also hang out with outside of work. We can go get drinks. I can go eat a pile of corned beef and cabbage.
That's actually phenomenal. I'd just like to step in and say that's the greatest eating feat I've ever seen on somebody who is clearly less than 100 pounds soaking wet.
No, I'm about 100 something.
Yeah. Good argument there, but good, sorry.
But no, and I, back in the day when I was in that horrible relationship, I would constantly text you every time we broke up, which was, let's be honest, like every 2 weeks. That went on for 2 years.
You were really trying to fix that.
That went on for 2 years, and we broke up, I don't know, 30 times?
Yeah, you really tried. I mean,
I really wanted that to work.
That
but
horse
now I'm glad
was
it didn't.
Dying, and every vet in the country was like, shoot it. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
No, he's got one leg left.
Yeah.
He could still walk on one leg.
Yeah.
If he could just get up. Come on, boy, you could just get up. And that horse crumbled every time. Some people would say that's a negative, but I think you definitely gave everything you could.
I mean, yeah, and I see the good in people, which can be a problem for me, but also I'm kind of glad that I'm that way.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. Because you know what? A lot of people, believe it or not, it's going to be, don't like me. They even say things like, I'm a bully, I'm a mouthy, smartass, sarcastic, know-it-all, amazing weightlifter. They usually don't say those in that particular form. But I've been told, much like fancy wine, I'm an acquired taste. I took that as a compliment. Maybe I shouldn't have. An acquired taste, which means most people don't like. But I don't, you know, when you're 6'8" and you're a monster, you just don't give a But you know, I like the fact that, you know, you see the good in me all the time. And this has been a sample of what it's like to be interviewed with Tyrus on my new show, Nuff Said. So I'd like to thank Kat so much for being here today.
Thank you.
I appreciate Devin and her impression. It was actually solid. To the guy who can't speak, I will not mention your name since you have no voice. Therefore, you have no name. You don't exist to me. Now, without any further ado.
Gosh, that's terrifying.
You do.
That comes out of me. Life.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Let's go with, you know what? Since you've been so great and gave us an interview and we're a good sport with your awesome, holy guys, it's Wednesday. that was awesome. That honestly made my day. Because I was sitting on a train with nothing else to do, and I was just laughing like, oh, man, Kat forgot it. It was Wednesday. Wow, she's really busy.
I full-on forgot.
This isn't like a drug thing where, like, she was, like, hot. No, like, she's got syringes hanging out of her in an alley. And
not
she's
to
like,
brag. I have zero syringes hanging out of me right now.
What? And, like, yo, she's like, oh, I'm ready to do the show. What are you talking about, Kat? She's like, when is it? It's on Thursdays, 5 years ago.
Like, yeah. I'll
show's
still
canceled,
be here.
Yo. You didn't show up because you were high and you've missed half your life, or at least 5 years as far as I'm concerned. And it's amazing that we ran into each other in this alleyway. Oh, I'm here for my drug appointment as well. So we'll just both be high in a corner and just let life slip us by. It was not that situation. She was so booked, and I can see her running from the 18th floor desk. Like, gotta go, guys.
I was like, oh, came back.
Forgot my
I was
bait.
Like, oh, I texted Tyrus being like, I'm sorry that I'm late. I felt so bad. I was running late because I had a meeting. And I was running late. And I was apparently very early. Almost 24 hours early, in fact.
You were. You know what? And promptness is important. You know, while I'm teasing you, I had a meeting with UnPC and Fox Nation people. And they did it on a Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But they did it 2 weeks out. And I don't think in those terms.
Yeah.
So I showed up at 1 o'clock and the head seat was open. Like, tough. I'm in the head seat now, Briz. You guys sit around me. So I set up shop. I got my water. I was in the front. So I wanted for everyone to come in and see me sitting in the big chair. Like, I'm calling the shots now. 10 minutes went by, and then I text Tom, who's also a writer slash producer on the Greg Gutfeld Show, which you can watch
Saturday nights, 10 p.m., only on Fox News Channel.
Well said. And he's like, oh, my God, did I miss the meeting? Am I late? Because Tom's a worrier.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm here, bro. And he's like, we had a meeting? Oh my God, no one told me. I said, yeah, it's like 1 o'clock with everybody. He's like, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. And I was like, yeah, you should be. And then I sat there for a minute, and I was like, huh, Jennings, Grant, it's not here yet. She's usually early. Rache's not here yet. Hey, Tom, hold on for a second. Let me check my numbers. And I was a week early. So you were 24 hours early.
I was
a week early. But instead of leaving to walk back to that secretary and be embarrassed, I stayed in there and worked on my rundowns for the show. Mm. Like, I got the full benefit of the room. Even when somebody walked in and said, hey, did you need the PowerPoint? I went,
yes.
You know what? No, I'm just going to wing it. All right, man, enjoy your meeting. I will. Thank you so much.
That's great.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, promptness is there. So don't feel alone. Of course, nobody was a pain in the ass who wanted to make a reenactment of it. But I just thought that was fun. I was ready to make a whole TV show of that. So let's just dive into it. What do you want to do, number one or number two? One or two. Which one?
It doesn't matter to me.
Pick a number.
One. Two. I don't know. We got a lot of stories.
Two?
I don't know. I want to not pick.
Number two, ladies and gentlemen.
Women can't vote.
You said that.
College course called Angry White Male Studies will dive into the deeper sources of this emotional state while evaluating recent manifestations of male anger in the United States and Britain since the 1950s. The course catalog description states, employing indisciplinary perspectives, this course examines how both dominant and subordinate masculinities are represented and experienced in cultures, blah, blah, blah. Ron Essis, a Republican, wrote on Twitter that the course divides the student population and wondered why the University of Kansas did not offer a class to unite people and empower women. A prerequisite for the course is called Introduction to Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies. So they're offering, University of Kansas is offering Angry White Male Studies course.
Hmm.
Is there an Angry Black Male Studies course? I'll take that one. Or is, oh no, not only you have white privilege, now you have
white anger.
That's not good though, right?
I mean, no, the ex we were talking about earlier was a very angry white man. He was always mad at me. I couldn't do anything right.
What is white anger different than normal anger? Is that there's like more investigation to the anger?
I don't know. I don't get angry. I just get sad.
I'll tell you why I'm upset, by gum. I just don't like political climate, G. Willick. I don't know. I'm just thinking in white.
Are you trying to be a white person?
Yeah, like I'm trying to use
G. Willickers?
Yeah, you never heard that?
What is this, 1924?
I've heard these terms. Especially around white guys when they're angry around
black
guys.
Who are the white guys you hang out with that are saying G. Willikers and buy gum?
I literally
heard
them
say
that.
Are you in one of the talkies? Were those like the first movies called The Talkies? Did you transport yourself into The Talkies?
Nope, I watch them. They say things like or GD. They shorten it up, GD. Dag nabbit, see? There, I'm speaking language.
I just got him to speak.
Because I'm speaking his language.
I have been known to say,
he's a
holy Toledo.
You're not a white man.
No.
You know, they say things like flipping. The flipping government. Like, just go ahead and say, bro, it's cool. Like, I think it's a more polite anger. I think we all should have a little white anger. Because I know when I'm mad, it's not polite. I mean, black anger, I guess since we're characterizing everybody into one group today, that's what we're doing. Everything in my world is surrounded by the epitaph. Like, doesn't matter who you are, that's your first name when I'm mad. That's my adjective. That's how I explain everything. Like, literally, this over here lied to me about that I needed to know. So,
see, I don't get angry. If someone's mad at me, I'm always just like, why do you hate me?
Yeah, that's not white male anger. That's just timpism.
Yeah.
But if that's as mad as you get, that's phenomenal. I'll argue with you anytime. But I've seen you get a little mad. It's like, have you ever seen Half-Baked when they said, let's see your prison face? And he did the little, eek. That's Kat.
Yeah.
She got the little, eek. It's not much to it. But
I would not do well in prison.
Or maybe you would because, you know, you're smart. You got leadership skills, you know? You're a talker.
I am a talker.
But I just, how do you get away with, you have to define why anger, and the answer was not, hey, let's not make anger about race. If you have issues concerning race that causes you to have anger, let's talk about that, because then everybody's included.
Ooh, but I'm angry.
But their answer is, why didn't you make it more about making women feel uplifted? I can't win. I just, that's where we're at now. Everything is unifying. Angry is the one time where you don't want to unify. You do not want an angry mob.
I don't.
You do not want an angry group. You actually, angry men, you don't want more than two. You get three or four angry guys together, you got a mob. You got a problem. You got a car flipped over. You got some bad decisions being made. And relationships for one of them ended. House privileges revoked. Like, yeah, it's never good. We shouldn't form packs when we're angry. I don't support anger or anything, but to make it a color, I always thought angry was red. I thought that was pretty standard. So let's just keep it red, all right? Let's just, no more white angry. Let's just red angry. Because pissed is pissed. Like, I stubbed my toe. It doesn't matter what color I am. I'm going to cuss for a few seconds and hate the world, and that's just blind red anger, correct?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm a little angry about story number five.
Police in Naples, Florida arrested a man they say was shirtless, drunk, and belligerent at an Olive Garden on Sunday.
Of course he was.
Ben Padgett, 32, is charged with disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer without violence. According to the police report, officers were called to the Olive Garden because Padgett was causing a disturbance. When they arrived, they say they found him sitting on a bench next to the front door, shoveling spaghetti in his mouth with his hands. Police also noted a strong smell of alcohol coming from Padgett. They say he was asking customers for money as they approached the door, and when a restaurant employee told him to stop, Padgett reportedly threatened the employee, saying, "I could beat your ass."
That was the employee's fault for telling him to stop. Olive Garden, when you're here, your family,
yeah,
right? Your
one,
family. Would you ever get mad at your family?
And it's
family?
All you can eat.
Would you get mad at your family for saying, "I don't feel like using utensils today"? If you do, you're an They're your family. Treat them with a little bit of forgiveness.
Dignity.
He didn't have a shirt on, so what? He's with his family.
I got to be honest, though. Families that have the worst fights.
Exactly.
Because if you don't take your shirt off in this household, you have respect. Your grandmother's here. You know, like, this is family. You don't walk around the shirt with your shirt off and your hat on, Tyrus. That's disrespectful. If you got time to put a hat on, you got time to put a damn shirt on. And when's the last time you changed your socks? This is ridiculous. Like,
maybe he wasn't even drunk. Maybe he smelled of alcohol because someone else spilled a drink on him.
What if there's wine in the sauce?
He was so jazzed.
Don't they use red wine in the sauce?
About the unlimited salad.
It's not just unlimited salad, Kat. It's
and soup and breadsticks.
And meatball.
Oh,
and
I know.
Spaghetti.
I know.
Yeah. You can shove all you can eat. I mean, that's the problem when you say all you can eat. It should specify all you can eat with a fork.
Yeah.
Or spoon.
Yeah. It didn't say
hands,
no using hands.
Because he's loading up. Maybe he's got a trip.
Yeah. Maybe he's about ready to hibernate.
You know, I think this is Olive Garden gets. But can we go back to something here? Because since the last story had something to do with race, I've never heard of this. He resisted an officer without violence. What is that?
Yeah.
Did the officer grab him, sir?
Did he say, "No, thank you"?
How dare you? Like,
"No, thank you. I'd prefer not to be arrested, good sir."
Yeah.
I just made him British.
I'm resisting you, but not in a mean way. I'm just.
Sir.
I'm not done. Yeah. Sire, shall not go.
I'd appreciate it if you did not arrest me, sir. Officer.
Yes,
sir.
My dear boy, you will not be arresting me on this day. Yeah.
Good day, sir.
I only know how to do English accents. Creepy. Lord Stephen Regal, who's a wrestler from England, he always, "George, my dear boy." He was just very creepy. Like, "Hello." Like, that's the only way I can do it is, so I guess, officer, and then he's got spaghetti in his mouth. Do you think he could do it? He's got a mouthful of spaghetti. So, like, you have to shove, like, paper in your mouth. To try to, let's see if I can pull this off, to try to figure, like,
don't eat paper.
I'm not going to eat it. I'm just.
All right. Just looking out for you, buddy.
If I can pull this out. It's, you know. Oh.
Ew.
My dear boy, I'm not. Oh, wow. Like, you come to me on this day.
He's got paper. He's chewing on paper for all of you listening at home.
You come to me on this day and you ask me, to stop eating from the buffet. You don't come to me in friendship. If you were king, we'd be sitting together right now eating spaghetti, but you didn't do that. So I cannot do what you ask of me.
What are you planning on doing with that when you're done? Because I don't see the trash in here anywhere.
And I'm going to be honest.
You're going to have to eat it. You didn't think it through all the way, huh?
No, I didn't. I did not do that. But, I mean, the more paper I put in, the more I sound like the Godfather.
All right, we got a trash here.
Santino.
Not you, Devin, the can.
Santino, when have I allowed you to speak in front of the family? As you can see, I spoil my children. Never speak in front of the family again with a tongue. What's the matter? You nuts, Kat?
I don't know what's happening. I feel like someone must have slipped something in my coffee.
Buonasera, I don't understand. You never came to me for friendship. Never once. I'm the godfather of your son. You never once sent a card. You never invited me, for a meal of food. I'm going to leave this in for as long as I can. I just feel right now. Let's go. And speaking of feeling right and doing things that you want, number six, please.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing too hard.
You know what? That's part of the job. That's part of the job.
It's still in his mouth for all of you listening at home.
Now for my next trick, I'm going to drink water on one side of my mouth and not ruin the paper on the other.
A prison inmate in Pennsylvania who asked for an onion-free meal plan was denied his request after a court said it was frivolous. A state appeals court agreed with a county judge that William Mayo's civil rights were not violated. Mayo complained to the prison's dietary department when tomatoes, peppers, and spices were also cut out of his food. He was told to get medical permission but refused and sued the prison. Medical testing later showed he was not allergic to onions. The prisoner was then taken off the special diet, prompting him to expand his original complaint and claim cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, gosh.
The 40-year-old is serving a life sentence for a 2002 murder in Philadelphia.
So he murdered someone.
But doesn't like onions.
It's cruel to subject him to a vegetable. Go yourself.
Yeah. Like,
go yourself with an onion.
Oh, you know what, Kat? The visual image of that is...
That's what I intended.
That's...
I'm a writer. I can paint a picture.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. Damn it. I still got paper in my mouth, but I can't get it out. The water in the paper was a bad choice.
I thought it might have been.
There was a story I meant to submit to Devin, but unfortunately I was unable to do so because I was caught up with family business. But there was a shipwreck. There was a shipwreck story. And there was a shipwreck story. And I was hoping that you would take us through how you would take your shipwreck story and turn it into a Kat Temp short story.
Well, unfortunately, all I know about this is that there was a shipwreck.
Yeah, it's...
So here we go. Was a shipwreck. It was sad. There were may or may not have been casualties. The boat may or may not have sank.
We got it.
You want me to read you the story and then you can expand on it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to expand as we go, though.
Okay.
So as you read, I'll...
So in southern Turkey, divers found a merchant ship that's believed to be 3,600 years old.
The ship had gone on many voyages. Full of pirates, but they were all female pirates who had escaped and formed their own sorority where they murder and steal, which is much different from a modern-day sorority. To my knowledge.
Slightly.
The shipwreck off the Mediterranean coast is estimated to be 46 feet long and has a big bounty on board. An underwater research team says it's loaded with copper.
Copper is is code for castrated males. Because they would overtake the male pirate ships, castrate them, and keep their body as plunder and hang them like flags from the mast to warn if anyone else dared to be male in their presence, they might suffer the same fate.
I'm going to be honest.
The copper wasn't the only surprise divers found.
They also found castrated males.
Was it a bag full of balls somewhere?
It said the ship was carrying the earliest industrial products in the world.
Which were all invented by women. I, this is not erotica, okay? This is a serious story.
Well, it's gone there.
No.
Experts suspect that it sunk after sailing into a storm while it was headed to the island of Crete or the Aegean Sea.
Intent looking for more male victims.
So it was a pirate, a ship of women.
That went out and castrated
men. Really hated.
Piled their bodies on the ship and they would hang them from the rafters.
And further, Fox News, I myself am completely against the splitting of the Libertarian Party, Kat. I know you as a Libertarian, I don't know if you're in favor
someone just walked in the room. I'm not sure if we can talk
system.
About
yeah, with just whatever.
Pirate genitalia anymore. Yeah. We were definitely not talking about that.
No, not at all. Not on this show.
No.
There's not paper in my mouth.
No.
And
this
I'm not.
We are professionals.
Continually trying
known,
to talk like the Godfather.
Be it known, we are serious journalists.
Okay, wait for her to close
I
the door.
I am just like Lester Holt.
Okay, she closed the door. And this was your childhood dream? To write stories about shipwrecks?
I think I just came up with a pretty good one. Not only is it good, it's feminist. Lindy West will love it.
Just curious. Was this how all your shipwreck stories ended?
No, I would have been removed from school.
Yeah.
Probably been removed from the classroom.
I've sent three texts right now to us to get you removed. Like, wow, just... I was with you until the castration part. I'll be honest.
I don't know why that was the first thing that came into my head. I'm actually in a very happy relationship, but
that's a deal breaker for me. That's, I'm closing the book on that one. We're gonna have to move on. I heard it does improve your mood. Historically, Game of Thrones, which is coming out again, the eunuch in that is always in a good mood, even when he's conspiring to ruin you with this little sparrow. Oh, I could talk like him too. The paper with little. I need a little more though because it's getting soggy. Let's see if I can do this. Let's see if I can do the sparrows guy because he has an English accent too. I'm thinking. Okay, yeah, my sparrows are everywhere, and they help keep an eye on Shanza. Yeah, see, and castrated guys are. Typically are in better moods. You know why? Because they don't have that. Now I think about it, it's probably not as bad. I'm surprised that ship sank because without all that testosterone ruining their minds and causing them to rape and pillar, they had more time to clean the ship. They had more time to make sure the sails were going and the equipment. Everyone was happy. Like,
oh no, they murdered these men.
Oh, wait a minute.
Murdered these men and hung their bodies from the mast instead of a pirate flag. Just a naked, castrated man.
Okay. You know what? I don't want to play a paper game anymore. What kind of a sick castrates a guy and then kills him anyway? I mean,
pirates
want to be. No,
that's why God hath smote their ship.
I'm glad they drowned.
God hath smote. He smote
no,
it.
You know what? And God
he
drowned them.
He smote the ship
the one
and
time
drowned
I'm
them
I'm willing
all.
To admit there's God. I'm glad he showed up and put a stop to that. You don't castrate somebody and then kill him. That's
these
just
women
a
did.
Complete, yeah, and that's why they didn't
that's
work.
Why
that's
why God hath smote
ship,
them.
That's why their ship didn't sail.
And
that
then
ship's
the Lord
not sailing.
Createth a storm.
And yeah, that's what they get.
The Lord
around.
Createth a storm and the winds were powerful and strong.
Those
with
poor men. Like this is
with the power of God's wrath, he smote them.
Yeah, speaking of wrath, if we could go to number one. Speaking of strange places.
Police say a Pennsylvania man awoke to find a stranger sleeping on his kitchen floor, surrounded by torn up sanitary napkins.
That's pads in vernacular.
No, that means somebody... That's what that means.
Police say they arrested 60-year-old Brian Smith. Smith was unconscious and surrounded by destroyed sanitary napkins. The homeowner told police it also appeared someone had eaten some of his Crave cereal. He told police all his doors and windows were locked when he went to sleep, but noticed one of the doors was wide open the next morning. Police say Smith told them he used meth within the last 2 days and was unable how or why he entered the house. He's been charged with burglary and trespass.
Yeah, he went in. He was methed out. He went in to then he had the munchies afterwards and ate some cereal. But at least he cleaned up after himself. I'll give him that.
Nope, this man is a feminist. He was trying to normalize sanitary products.
Okay.
He is a feminist, and I think Lindy West would like him as well.
Did you recently go to a feminist meeting or something, or get a feminist
book?
No,
this is just a clear example
of feminism. Did you fall asleep with C-SPAN on? Like, what is going on? Like, you're like an angry feminist.
He said,
today.
You know what? I go to the women's march. That's not enough. I'm going to wrap myself in pads, swim in pads, to normalize pads.
No, I thought they were like baby wipes, right? Like,
no. Pads.
Tampons? No, that's inserted. Sorry, ladies.
So the outside
I know the
ones.
Difference. The ones with the wings.
They may or may not have wings. There are different varieties.
Yeah, the one with the commercial, like, she's in all white playing tennis. Like, I feel fresh and I'm clean because my wigs keep it in between. Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah.
So I think we cracked that case. Excuse me. I cracked that case. Women don't always give themselves the credit, and I'm not going to be one of those women.
Yeah,
I am beautiful and powerful and strong.
Clearly are reading a new book on feminism or had a really long conversation in the elevator because we know you're impulsive. And
I have
more
excellent self-control.
Yeah, I saw that in your shipwreck story. Never can get that image back. Like, you know, I mean, you're forgetting days. Like, I'm gonna have to start arming myself around you. Speaking of that, in story three.
When a terrified Oregon woman heard noises and saw shadows coming from her locked bathroom, armed officers were called in and they prepared to break down the door to neutralize the suspect. They surrounded the house, brought in a canine unit, and shouted to the suspect to exit the bathroom or face the consequences. The cops heard rustling noises, which became more frequent as they continued to shout their instructions, but the door remained closed for 15 minutes. They finally burst in with their guns drawn and found a Roomba. The Washington County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post Tuesday that officers discovered a very thorough vacuuming job being done by a Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner.
How do you get Roomba money if you're that stupid? That's what I want to know.
Wow. Wow. Well, you went from feminist to misogynist. Just like that, Kat the misogynist.
You got to call stupid where you see stupid. Equal opportunity. Male, female, you're an idiot, you're an idiot.
Well, you know what? Obviously, she didn't know the Roomba was in there. And, hey, Roombas scare cats. You know, they scare dogs.
Which aren't human. Humans are a little bit more smarter.
I'm not trying to say anything, but I mean, that's embarrassing. And not just that, she didn't order just any kind of police officer. She ordered armed police officers. So they emphasize that in the story. She asked for armed police officers. So she was like, come in with extreme prejudice. Shoot first, ask questions later. That Roomba is lucky to be functional because it could have been shot up. My house probably would have been shot up. After the shadow moved twice and didn't say anything, I'm cocking the hammer.
I just want to know, there are plenty of intelligent Americans out there that got a vacuum using their limbs. This idiot has Roomba money?
Are Roombas expensive?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Because I feel like they're not.
They're not cheap.
I don't feel they're expensive.
Roombas are relatively expensive.
I don't think they're expensive.
I think that they are. Are you questioning my views because I'm a woman?
No, I'm questioning your views. I think you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
I don't think
women have been
expensive.
Used to hearing that for
well,
years.
What's expensive? Like,
can I vote, Tyrus?
Yeah, can you? I don't know. Did you register?
Yeah, I did.
Well, then, yeah. What is wrong with you today?
I'm starving.
So when you're hungry, you need a bite of Snickers because right now you're like a really whiny, old, mean person.
Yeah.
Who apparently from back in 1847 when women rights were like a joke at a party because you're really angry. So, you know, speaking of really, really angry, our main event of the evening and story of the day is number 8.
Devin?
So mannequins dressed in fishnet stockings, sexy lingerie, and colorful wigs with bunny ears holding Easter baskets on the front lawn of a dentist's office originally got mixed reviews from neighbors and passerbys. There was a bunch of different, he does it for a different bunch of different holidays, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, all different themes. And there was one woman who wasn't too pleased with it, though. She approached the display.
Was it Kat?
The 5 mannequins, and she took a bunch of shears and just cut them all down, all the mannequins, all 5 of them, and like cut them up and stuff in front of a news crew. So they caught it on camera, and it was this whole big thing. We actually
this is an inside job. The news crew set it up.
Do you have the footage?
We don't, but we actually have something better. We have Aaron, who's at the scene. So
well,
we go
Aaron,
to Aaron
also,
right
when
now.
It comes to dressing up and things like that, he's kind of an expert. I know he enjoys the pageantry of a good lingerie, I guess. I don't know how to explain it. He's not afraid, you know, he's just, you've seen Rocky Mountain Horror Show?
Excuse me, hello.
Rocky yes, Mountain Horror Show, close enough.
Yeah, what is it called?
Picture hello. Show?
No, Rocky Mountain Horror Show, I was right. Oh, Rocky Horror, excuse me, opposed to the picture show. The bad guy in that, I believe, is a role model for Aaron, correct? You enjoy that lifestyle
well,
choice?
First of all, there was no bad guys or good guys in that. It was just a story about people. And then one of whom was an alien, Dr. Frankenfurter, played by Tim Curry. But I really don't like, his choice of dress for me. That's not my thing.
Well, obviously the color red is probably your issue with the heels. You would have probably went with like a purple or pink, I'm assuming.
Look, I mean, I've never worn heels. I don't know. But pink.
But if you were going to wear heels, purple or pink, I'm assuming.
So you don't have to choose either. They can be purple and pink.
Thank you, Kat.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you. That's what I'm here for.
So yes, if you were going to dress up like Rocky Horror Picture Show, no mountain in there, that's where it lost me. And they were to give you your shoes. Kat gave you the option, purple and pink.
Look, with my eyes and cheekbones, turquoise. But that's neither here nor there.
Wow. So, well, would it be... I don't know. I thought, Kat, I thought you gave him a perfectly good...
I thought we thought you were informed that this was a multiple choice question.
Yeah, not fill in the blank.
Oh,
yeah.
I was not. Sorry. I'm sorry. There's just...
Because I had a follow-up question, and now you've ruined it.
You ruined it.
Yeah, you ruined it.
And the Lord saith unto him.
Aaron ruined it.
I ruined it.
What did you say?
No, the Lord ruined. Speaks like this, ruined, smote.
No, but why are you saying ruined? Why, say ruins.
What, ruins?
The
No, say ruins.
Joke, apparently.
Say ruins.
Ruins.
Okay.
What?
All right. This, okay. Mannequin, here. Speaking of dummies, if you could continue with, please could tell us you're down there for something. Besides,
I'm actually fairly close to you guys in New Jersey, and if I didn't, I'm going to make believe I didn't hear that because
Kat has to leave early. She's got dinner plans. We don't have time.
Well, I've already pushed those back for this, and I'm sure glad I did.
Yeah, he won't even wear purple and pink heels that you set up for him.
Doesn't understand multiple choice.
Okay, well, you know what? If I had to, go,
how do you fill out a form?
Yeah.
How do you fill out a form when they say what state are you from?
You spread the
letter A. Do you write
a?
In North Carolina South?
Yeah.
You write North Carolina South?
Or even worse, you know what? He probably puts a letter. He doesn't
New
realize
Dakota?
It. Yeah.
I am a transient, okay? You guys have me on the road. All
whoa,
the
whoa.
Time.
You don't get to drop your sexual orientation on this show. Kat and I don't care. We're not judging. We are so against picking people, making fun of people based on their sexual practices, right, Kat? We're in favor of everybody.
I... asked a simple question. I am
yeah,
very
answer the
hungry.
Question.
Purple.
Well, if you inform
or
me,
pink.
Purple.
Okay. Was
purple.
That so f-ing hard?
Yeah. And guess
no,
what?
And
it's a lie.
I apologize for ruining the joke. I ruined the whole thing. So forgive me.
Forgive you. Well, that's up to the Lord.
That's
sir.
Up to the Lord. Although Kat is a vessel, so
yes.
You technically could decide if you want
yes,
to forgive
sure.
him or not. In the eyes of the Lord, Kat, so what do you say?
All right, I'll forgive him. This
well, there
time.
You go.
This time.
This time. That means
I pushed
tread,
back.
Tread
I have
lightly.
Fajitas that I could be putting what? Into my mouth.
She gave him a meal of food to help you learn
and
how to decide.
And it wasn't like I was eating alone. There's a friend who's now waiting for me.
A friend's alone because of you, Aaron. Tell us something about mannequins.
What?
Do you have some
okay.
inside information on a woman who's attacking mannequins with scissors? Do you? Yes or no? Kat is hungry.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do, and I would love to tell you all about it, because we are in Clifton, New Jersey right now, which is not too far from where you guys are at.
We've already established
yeah,
that.
We
it
know
really
that.
Takes him a long time to get to
New
the
Jersey
point.
New Jersey and New York are close.
This
we
guy
know
just
that.
Takes a walk around. Like, I guess in elementary school, his first English class, they told him he had to paint a picture. But, I mean, bro, not a collage. If you could just get to the point, it'd be phenomenal.
Excuse me? Oh, well, I'm sorry, but the Sistine Chapel was not painted in a day.
No, and neither is the story from you. It doesn't help you.
You're comparing yourself to the work of the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, he did, Kat.
Okay.
He did.
I just wanted to be clear. I just wanted to make sure I actually heard what I thought I heard.
Arrogant
much? Because I didn't think I could have possibly heard that.
No, your ears does not deceive you.
100%. 100% you heard it. And now in
Clinton.
And he's in the absolutes now? He's 100%?
Now who's holding Kat up? She just wants her fajitas.
Oh,
I don't
want
my
what
fajitas.
You mean she just
I
wants
chose
her fajitas,
my
bro.
Career over my fajitas.
He's trying to say you should be in the kitchen cooking, Kat.
Yeah, I know.
Not on the thing. What? Oh, wow. This
microaggression.
Guy. I thought you were going out to dinner.
I am going out to dinner. So you're saying I can't cook fajitas. So now you're attacking my cooking skills.
Oh, she
Why
can't
would you
balance
assume
her life?
That
she
I was
can't
going
have work
out to fajitas.
And cook? Huh, Aaron?
No more than you're attacking me and my choice of colors, where you only give me a certain...
Whoa, what, you talking about my color?
We didn't attack. We said we didn't have no problem with purple. We never said we had a problem with purple.
This dude's a racist,
we had a problem with you playing the game incorrectly.
But go back. Do you hear what he said? He called me colored.
We spent big money. Oh.
He called me colored, Kat.
We spent big money sending you out there, buddy.
Yeah.
Big money. We blew almost our entire budget.
Yeah, there was two Southwest gift cards gone. Gone.
Well... Hey, you know what? I that's not of my control. I just get my assignment and I show up. Now, Mrs. Desiree Sheepstone, this woman in front of a camera crew went to a dentist by the name of Wayne Ganji's office, which also doubles as his home, and took a pair of shears and actually decided to attack some of these mannequins and cut up the display. At one point, a person actually joined in to help her with a chainsaw and cut off the entire left side of
Tyrus is leaving.
But they said,
"Hey, Aaron."
Yes, Kat.
No, this is Devin.
Yeah, all women sound the same, huh, buddy? It gets worse and worse.
I'm sorry, and all the commotion.
Yeah.
I've just...
They've left.
Oh, well, Tyrus just, you know, he does this to me sometimes. I'm sorry.
He's gone, Kat.
Yeah.
I had Devin tell him we left.
Oh.
So we can end this. Oh, I ate the sheet. All right, Kat. I didn't eat the sheet. I didn't eat the sheet. I have the sheet to say goodbye. All right. Yeah, what a great prank. I remember when I got up. Do you remember that?
I've blacked out from hunger officially.
Well, I got up and I didn't know how to open the door because there's no instructions on the door, and I told Devin to tell him that we left. But then you talked.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work. But Devin's a great editor, so it's going to be really funny. But we weren't on the same page. So on that, you've been listening to quite possibly the weirdest, most aggressive and angriest paper-stuffing,
castrating,
religious, Rocky Horror Picture Show talkie adventure of Tyrus and Tim. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And for more podcasts like this, good luck finding one. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and rate and review this podcast. She's the vessel. I'm Tyrus. Enough said.